dictation for Patricia Reuter, or Reuter, R-E-U-T-E-R, February 2745, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anum, A-N-U-M. Qureshi is a Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Dear Dr. Qureshi, a follow-up for Mrs. Reuter, chronic kidney disease, last visit August 2020. Offered her to come in person. She declined. We did a FaceTime visit. He denies hospital admission. Weight and appetite stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Has some degree of incontinence of urgency and effort. No nocturia, minor edema, doing low salt. Denies claudication symptom, discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain palpitation. No increase of dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers, norphopnea PND, no sleep apnea. Denies localized discomfort or pain. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, no gums, no fever, no headaches. Next paragraph. Medications include lisinopril, Coric, Norvas, HCTC, cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Blood pressure at home, she doesn't check. In the office back in April. It's been reported in the 150s over 80s, at least the last 1 year. She is very alert, Orientation 3, weight 225, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no expressive facial dysarthria. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Few days ago, May, there is anemia stable over time, 12.1, with a normal white blood cell platelet. Creatinine has been for the last few years between 1.4, 1.5, and presently 1.6, so it's slowly progressive for a GFR down into the 30s, stage 3B. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium. PTH elevated 135, minor increase of phosphorus 4.6, A1C 5.8, 5.9, TSH normal, cholesterol, triglycerides well controlled, HDL at 50, LDL at 103. I do not see a recent urine analysis. Next paragraph. A prior kidney, there is no kidney ultrasound. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B is slowly progressive over time. Underlying hypertension, kidney ultrasound is needed, including a post-void bladder. We will do also an arterial Doppler. There has been a component of white coat hypertension. Unfortunately, she does not check at home. Blood test to be repeated, including a urine sample, to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Potentially, we might need to do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor, as blood pressure likely is behind the present kidney abnormalities. I did not change blood pressure medication. She's already on maximal doses of lisinopril, as well as the Coric and Norvas. HCTC recently decreased from 25 to 12.5. It's been a steady dose for many years, so I don't believe it's behind the change of kidney function. She is not on nephrotoxic medications. We'll see what the new testing shows. Further recommendation to follow and the dictation